Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be, in North America, South America, on the African continent, and in the European theater. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. We are continuing in the Elohim of the Blood Covenant. This is part 34, and we will be coming from Deuteronomy chapter 13, 14, 15. It's my hope on this evening. I pray everybody has had a blessed week. I pray that you've had an even better day today. Pray that you have been before the Most High and that you're ready to eat from his word on this evening. Yah is doing great things. And, you know, I am so encouraged, you know, to be doing, being able to do some work toward the ministry and not having to, you know, be worried about being at Amazon or anyplace else at the moment. It's just, you know, it's a blessing within itself. We are going to pray in. I want to read from Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe it is. And then I also want to read from 1 Kings on tonight, chapter 8. But I want to read starting in verse 9 on tonight down through what we normally read through, which is 53. It's on my heart to read those two books on this evening. So let us do our statement of faith. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us raise up a hand clap of praise to the Most High Elohim on this evening. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We glorify you, Father. We lift you up. We magnify thee. We praise your holy name. We give you glory and honor and praise on this evening, Father. For you are Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself. Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace and your redemption. Father, we thank you for just being Elohim and for loving us and just thinking about us and considering us to make us your children, Father. So we just glorify you. Hallelujah. And we thank you on this evening, Father. We come to bow down before thee and to worship thee. Hallelujah. With our whole heart and with our whole mind. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads as we turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we but turn from our wicked ways, repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, that all that you should call in Christ, Father, that they would come and obey your voice, and that they would choose life, that they would choose you. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, Father, we know that you hear us. Deliver us from this captivity. Protect us in whatever trials that are coming. Encamp your angels around we, your people, your children, Father, who obey your voice and keep covenant with you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let us go to the book of 1 Kings. And we're going to start in verse 9 on this evening. Let me wet my throat real quick. A lot of reading. I want to read 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 9 through 53. And then I want to read all of Jeremiah chapter 31. I believe it's Jeremiah 31. Might be Jeremiah 30. But y'all want to read that whole chapter. All right. 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 9, and I pray you read along with me. There was nothing in the ark save two tablets, two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when Yah made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yah. So the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Yah had filled the house of Yah. Then spake Solomon. Yah said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house, and I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood, and he said, Blessed be Yah Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and as with his hand fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. Wow, what's going on here? Okay, we may have to call right back in. I'm going to have to change this. This should have been for 3 hours, so I don't know why it's just going for 15 minutes. But let's do this. Let's hang up and call right back in about 2 minutes. I will reschedule this and add the proper time to it. All right, amen. Call back in about 2 minutes.